You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Clean energy,
healthcare,
growing our economy,
terrorism in the world today,
putting our people back to work,
no fly list,
doing the work that needs to be done.
It's Monday morning, time to look at the agenda for the week. And this is a special Monday, as John Hockenberry pointed out, because it is the first Monday of the new decade. So joining us now is Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times. And from Bush House in London, Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Decade.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about what's on the agenda for the new decade. Marcus, the president is expected to meet yet tomorrow with the heads of his intelligence agencies. He's going to talk about what went wrong on Christmas Day that led to that attempted terror attack. Are we expecting any new information to come out?
We're not. We basically know the kind of contours of what the failure was in security. It was once again a failure of coordination. And I think most disheartening for many security experts is the fact that this is exactly what we were trying to deal with after 9/11, was getting our agencies to talk to one another. We had these silos. We had a separation between foreign and domestic intelligence gathering agencies. We actually got them to talk together more and to coordinate more with threats. They actually have. And the frustrating thing is, despite that, we were faced with the failure that we saw in the attempted Christmas bombings. Unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be new information that will emerge, but I think what will emerge is kind of what is the plan likely to be this time. And so far, it looks like the changes that are going to happen that American travelers will see will mostly be actually on foreign flights, and actually for foreign citizens much more than Americans than on are on domestic flights.
Okay, well, let's talk about those foreign citizens, Jonathan Marcus. All the attention is kind of turned to Yemen at this point because Umar Abdelmutallab traveled to Yemen. That's where the al-Qaeda in Arabian Peninsula is based, and they have claimed responsibility for this. Jonathan, is Senator Joe Lieberman right? Is Yemen tomorrow's war?
I think it is part of today's war, but I think the problem is with that characterization of war. I mean, a lot of people seem to think Yemen is now the new Afghanistan or the next Afghanistan. I think there are serious security concerns there. This is a classic failing state. The government beset there by a whole converging set of crises from civil war, secession in the south, the threat from local al-Qaeda forces and so on. The problem is that I think America simply doesn't have the sort of resources to put into Yemen to follow the Afghanistan model, if you like. And of course, many experts are saying that actually the Afghanistan model is not really the way to pursue problems in Yemen. What you need is sustained interest over time, helping the government there to develop on the democratic front and so on and so forth. So I think we're going to see a rather different template used in Yemen. But it's interesting that the British Prime Minister has already said that a meeting planned, an international meeting planned for later this month in London that was just going to look at Afghanistan, it's now going to have Yemen and its problems very much on the agenda too.
Okay, well, let's move to another country in that part of the world, Marcus Mabry. Iran missed its deadline of December 31st that President Obama had set for them to accept the deal to send their enriched uranium out of the country. Iran has, as according to some people, thrown a bone to the United States in offering a compromise. And at the same time, we're hearing leaks out of the White House that President Obama may be offering targeted sanctions. What's going on with Iran?
Well, you know, right now there's one school of thought in the White House that we actually may have an opportunity now because of the domestic upheavals in Iran and their own the administration in Iran's own political problems at home. There may actually be an opening to reach out to particularly military elites that are not involved with the Revolutionary Guards who have been behind the kind of drive toward a nuclear Iran, nuclear-armed Iran, and look to other parts of the elite to actually compromise and actually between sanctions and speaking to those who may be reasonable elements in Iran able to actually craft a policy that would actually lead to some actual progress on this score. This will be one of the big stories of the year, of course, and it's not, unfortunately, despite that kind of optimism from the administration that there may be this window of opportunity right now. It's far from certain. It's never happened in the past, dealing with Iran, that we've actually been able to take advantage of any of these windows of opportunity.
Well, one of our listener analysts setting the agenda takes it even farther than that, Marcus Mabry, and says the big story in 2010, according to Ivan, who writes us on Facebook, is revolution in Iran. And if you have an idea of what the big story of 2010 is, you can weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Revolution?
Always a possibility. Ironically, we've been talking about this in Iran, though, you'll remember, for years, much before the current upheavals.
Okay, so something not related to revolution in Iran is going on at Graceland. They're having a big party for the king of rock and roll this week.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Friday is the 75th birthday for Elvis Presley, had he survived. And I'm wondering, Marcus, anyone predicted Elvis at his 75th birthday would still be what he is? Or maybe he's changed.
Well, you know,
since his death.
This is, you know.
He's dead?
Well, that's
really
the thing. When you die, you know, relatively young, a lot of people are surprised that, wow, he only would have been 75. You know, it's amazing how, you know, the guy his longevity
staying
has outlasted
power.
His life.
As the king of rock and roll. Okay, so
I'm amazed that you made a segue from revolution in Iran to
isn't
Elvis.
That's something I can put on my resume.
Yes, indeed.
No kidding. But now let's make a segue from Elvis to the new decade. Elvis Presley, 75 years old, but we are here in a new decade on Monday. And I promised the listeners I was going to ask you both to be fortune tellers. So let's start with you, Jonathan Marcus. This is the first Monday of our new decade. So what do you think is going to, what story will define this year?
I think if I can be a little broader, I think last year was the year in which President Obama set out his stall. He wowed the world in many cases with major speeches in Cairo and Prague and so on. I think this year it's going to be dealing with the nitty-gritty of crises. If the world doesn't change in the way people had hoped it would when Mr. Obama took office, and it's clearly not changing in that direction, what's he going to do about Iran? What's he going to do about stalled Middle East peace? What's he going to do about reaching out to China, but equally defending America's interests strongly against the country which has shown in the recent climate talks and so on that it is prepared to play hardball over its own interests? So I think really this is the year that Mr. Obama has to get down to the nitty-gritty of foreign policy and prove that there is a weight, there is some muscle behind the visionary vision and the idealism that he set out in year one.
Okay, that's what Jonathan Marcus, the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, has to say. Marcus Mabry of the New York Times.
Well, I think it's going to come down to, actually, I think all those foreign policy issues, and along with issues like health care and what we actually end up having in the final bill that's finally ratified by both houses, it's all going to come down to the midterm elections. I think that's where security is going to play out. I think all these issues are going to come out in the midterm elections in November and how much the Democrats lose.
Wait, Marcus, that sounds like you're saying 2010 is going to be about partisan bickering.
Unfortunately, I think what you saw last summer in the tea bag revolt and lots of those town hall meetings, I think you're going to see on a scale we have not seen before.
Seen nothing yet, right?
That's it.
Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks to both of you. It is 15 minutes past the hour. Let's